pick you up on your feet and keep you walking in your sleep.
Yes, little one, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to turn out just fine. As a matter of fact, everything is all right. You are listening right now to Sippy Talk, and it is time to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Sippy Talk. To hear more, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful, all the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Sippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Sippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Sippy Felsenstein.
Make the world a better place. But most important, Sippy Talk is about making your voice count. And sometimes your voice means something that happened to you that made you feel the way I felt today. And today I came home and I sat down, and this is what I wrote. I am so upset, I'm shaking with anger. And I was so upset. I was so shaken. And I made the decision to sit down and write about it rather than react, because honestly, I don't even know how to react and I didn't even know what to do. So today, my voice is going to be to tell you about what happened, because this is what I know how to do. And I invite you to tell us if there is something that shook you up, that made you upset and also made you kind of feel helpless, and tell us about that. But more important than that, I want you to tell me if I was right to be that upset, and did I overreact, and what would you do? What would you do in this situation other than get upset and then get over it? Because that's basically what I have to do, is get over it and go on with it and deal with the situation. So there's a few things that I kind of question myself. And one of those things is the whole reason I'm even in this situation. And so this is the situation. Because of the retarded Obamacare, I now have to have a physical every year to keep my insurance rates just the way they are. They will almost double. No, actually, they will double. My insurance rates will double if I don't do a physical every single year. And besides that, I'm also staying with my mother, who is got dementia and is under the long-term care. And that agency demands that I take a TB test every year. So taking a TB test means inserting some kind of crap into your system that I'm not sure what it is, and then seeing if you have a reaction. And the first time they asked me to do it, I did it. And I guess once in a while I would, but somehow I feel uncomfortable doing that every year. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm being ridiculous. And if I am, please tell me. But I really don't want them to insert that crap in me. So this year I asked the nurse, I think it was a nurse or a PA, what that crap is that they insert in your body to test if you have TB. And she said that it's a synthetic version of tuberculosis. And then, of course, she went on to tell me how ridiculous I am, because it's a very tiny amount and it really doesn't do anything to your body. and that everybody does it, and that I'm being totally ridiculous, and maybe I am. So if you think I am, then please tell me why I am. And if you think I'm not ridiculous, then also tell me why I'm not. I really would like to know that too. So that's the situation now. I decided I don't want him to insert that crap in my body. So that means that the only other way that they will accept it and that I will be able to pass the requirement is to do a blood test, which is more expensive and more time consuming, and not what the doctors want to do. For some reason, the doctors in the clinics, they don't want to do that. I could have done it in the regular place where they send me for the checkup, but they wanted to charge $80, and I pay a lot of money for insurance, and my insurance covers it, so I thought, why flush $80 down the toilet? I can definitely have a nice dinner with that or take a friend out to dinner. So I don't mind doing a blood test. Let them take my blood. They're just vampires anyway. So I was told that I can go to any doctor and he would do it. So I called up this doctor, this retarded doctor. So I called 3 times to find out if he does it. Every time I call, I'm on hold for at least 15 to 20 minutes. That in itself is not okay. You call up just to ask a question. They can just answer your question, but not with this office. But this guy came really highly recommended, so I decided to go forward with it after 3 times of being put on hold, asking a simple question. Do you do a blood test for TB? Because if you do, I would like to come in and do it. So after I called 3 times, by the 3rd time, they said, yes, we do it. No problem. You can come anytime without an appointment, which I liked. So I walk in on Thursday, and there's a woman there who calls herself a nurse. I ask her about it again, and she says she doesn't know. I should ask the doctor. I asked the woman at the front desk. She said she doesn't know that I should ask the doctor. So I wait another 15 to 20 minutes to ask the doctor. And I asked the doctor, this is all on Thursday. And he said, yeah, no problem, we do it. And by the way, 3 times on the phone, they also said, yeah, no problem, we do it. I came into the office, yes, no problem, we do it. By that time, after I waited so long, it was too late and I had to run. But he said, we do it. So I told him I was going to come back the next day. So I wasted an entire day. But they did say yes. So then I came back on Friday. And then I asked everyone again. I asked them, there was a different nurse there, so I asked her if they do that blood test to check for TB, and she said she doesn't know. Again, that nurse didn't know either. I asked the receptionist, and again, she made me wait 20 minutes, and she went, I think, to ask the doctor, came back and told me, yes, but I should ask the doctor. So I had to wait another 15 minutes. So here I am, 45 minutes, just trying to get the answer to some stupid question. But still, I don't give up, And I guess that was kind of a red flag, and I should have walked away and looked for another place, but I didn't. So then I waited for the doctor, and I asked him, and he said, yes, but we charge you $10, that's your copay. I said, fine, no problem, I'll do it. So they take my blood, and I go see the doctor, because I do my well check, which is where they check if your heart is still beating, and they check your blood pressure. So first the nurse checks my blood pressure. Then I go to see the doctor. He checks my blood pressure again, which I have no idea why, but maybe it's because they want to charge the insurance company more, which happens all the time. So they take my blood, and I ask him when I'll have the TB results, because until I get it, because I didn't do it on time, which was last week, every day that passes, I don't get paid for working. So it's important for me to get it. And they said, no problem. We'll give it to you on Tuesday. You'll get it on Tuesday. But since you took a blood test, we'll run all the other tests, all these other tests to make sure you're okay. I said, okay, fine. You can run whatever you want. I don't care. I just need the results of this. And again, the doctor says, no problem. You'll get it. So I call on Monday at sometime during the morning hours. Put me on hold for more than 15 to 20 minutes. They come back after that and they said, call back after 4 o'clock because we don't know if we have the results for you. So I call back after 4 o'clock, and again, I'm on hold for 15 to 20 minutes. I'm getting upset at this point, but I also want to get paid when I work. So I'm holding on and I really want the results of this test. So I call back in 20 minutes And again, I'm on hold for 15 to 20 minutes. And the doctor finally gets on the phone. Oh, no, wait. First, I called up. I hold on for 15, 20 minutes, and they hung up on me after that. Nobody got on the phone. So I called right back, and then they told me, yeah, you have to talk to the doctor. And I hold on for another 15 to 20 minutes, maybe even a little more. But then finally, the doctor gets on the phone. And what he told me shocked me. I was totally shocked. And for all the times that I asked him, so what did he say? He says, well, the laboratory doesn't do it. You have to go to the lab on East 14th Street to do it. And then he hangs up on me. So first of all, after all these times that I called and all these times that I asked them, and every time they said yes, now when I have to go back to work tomorrow, they tell me, no, we don't do it. And go to East 14. What's East 14? Where? What? Who? If I even want to go and deal with this guy. So I call back again. And I ask for the address of the lab. And this time they put me on hold between 5 to 7 minutes. And they come back and they give me the address. But then I ask them, what did you do with my blood? He said he was going to run all these tests. So she says, we took all the other tests. I said, great. I want to know the results of all the other tests. Can I find out? No, you have to talk to the doctor. I said, fine, then give me the doctor. So now I'm again holding on for 20 to 25 minutes. And finally, the doctor gets on the phone. And I said to him, what's the results? His answer is, everything is all right. Everything is normal. Everything is normal. That's exactly what he said. So I said, what is normal? What is everything? Can you be more specific? And his answer is, everything is normal. I'm thinking, if they took all these tests and everything is normal, what is normal? So I said, what did you test for? And again, he says, everything is normal. So I said, did you test for the cholesterol level by any chance? And he says, yeah, it's good. He says, normal is 200 and you're 200. I said, great. You tested for cholesterol. But what else did you test for? He goes, we tested for sugar. I said, great. So what is the result? And he goes, well, actually, the sugar, you're a borderline on the sugar. And you should not eat sweets, and you should not eat this, and you should not eat that. What exactly did he say? That I should go on a low carbohydrate diet. I said, great. So they took all these tests. The sugar level isn't exactly normal, and he tells me everything is normal. And the cholesterol level, I had to literally pull it out of his mouth. I said, okay, great. So what other all these tests did you take? He goes, that's it. And he hangs up on me again. And that was the end of that. I just couldn't take him. I was so upset. I was so shaken. I wanted to do something, and I didn't know what to do. So all I did was write everything down so that I can talk about it and vent. And I'm still upset about it. I'm not shaking anymore, and I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But I think I was mistreated. And I think the doctor did not have the right to treat me like that. And I think considering how many times I asked them if they do it, they should have told me. And then they lied to me. They took all these tests. And they only took a test to see what my cholesterol level is, which I did not want them to take, and my sugar level, which they said wasn't normal. But honestly, I don't trust them. So that's what happened to me. I want to know if you think I should be upset or if you would be upset. What will you do? What will you do if you were in my place? I do have my rage. That's my first reaction. And what I wanted to do was go in there and just show my rage. But I am a thinking person, and I don't do that. So instead of doing that, I'll meditate. Because meditation is really, really powerful. And I did say I was going to talk about meditation. And so my next show is going to be about meditation, all the benefits, and all the life-saving things that it can do. And one of them is not to react with your gut reaction, even though I really wanted to. My name is Tippi Feldenstein, and you are listening to Tippi Talk, where your voice counts, where we want to hear your voice. We want to talk about what's important to you, and we want to talk about things that matter to you. But right now, I want you to tell me what you think about what I went through, because I'm in the mood to feel sorry for myself, but I'm not going to. But I'm more in the mood to hear from you, which I am going to. I hope. Have a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. We've come to the end of our time together here on Tippi Talk. It's been wonderful chatting with you today, and thank you for joining us. Don't forget, we want your story. We're here to listen to your story and share your gift. It can be any story. It does not have to be inspirational or special because of two things. We here at Tippi Talk know that your story is special and we want to hear it. And the other thing is that you're the focus of this show. You've been listening to Tippi Talk. My name is Tippi Feldenstein. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. Join us here on Tippi Talk every Monday at 5 p.m., even though we are transitioning now to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So look out for 5 or 7, you will be notified. For more insight and information that help you grow and prosper in a more powerful life. And what's your story? Tell us right here on Tippi Talk, the story of your life, your journey, and your pleasure. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the music, and allow it to heal you. So you can pause it and think about what you want to have healed, because this is a very powerful shamanic music that will help you and make your healing thoughts more powerful. It's kind of like a magnifier to your thoughts. So right here it is. Close your eyes and enjoy the music.